Hello, Spotcast listeners. This is Scott Wells with Scott's Spotcast, still broadcasting from the 4F convention in Batavia, New York. And here right now, then, with Marvin Leventhal, who was one half of the team who had published the Minotaur for a number of years.
Correct.
Tell me something more, Marv, about the Minotaur. Well, who was your partner? What was going
on? Dan Harlan and myself published the Minotaur from late 1988 through about 1998, I believe. Yeah. Although it was only 8 years. Yeah. Worth of Minotaurs, we spread it out.
On a monthly basis?
On a quarterly basis.
Quarterly, okay.
But, you know, we got a little bit behind in time, and Dan and I kind of drifted apart near the end, and ultimately it meant that the last issue never reached fruition. Volume 8, number 4, it's been missing in action for about
The missing Minotaur.
Yeah, the missing one. It's been missing in action for about 13 years. Like I said, I think we ceased publication about 1998, but we didn't really cease.
Yeah.
It just kind of lingered.
When you say you drifted apart, you had kind of moved different...
Right.
Yeah.
And we had been publishing it with me living in the Cleveland area, Dan living in one of the several places he's been.
Yeah.
Whether it be Detroit, Florida,
Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah. California. And most recently, though, he drifted closer.
Okay,
to
back
Cleveland.
To Ohio.
Yeah, back to Ohio. He's in Fremont, which is near Toledo, so I took the opportunity to ring him up, and we've kind of shot the breeze about doing maybe a video version of the last issue of the Minotaur, and that's probably been over the past, I would say, 2 years.
Okay.
So finally, the end of last year, Dan and I actually did get together. He has actually put together an actual movie with a plot to it, and we've done a video of the last issue of the Minotaur. It's about 3 hours in length. Like I said, it is a movie. I don't know how good the movie is. I haven't actually seen it myself, so I'm anxious to get feedback.
Yeah.
But Dan did a terrific job, to be perfectly honest. It contains 25 effects, a bunch of new effects that Dan hasn't had in print anywhere, I think with maybe the exception of one or two, have been in his lecture notes. There's a couple items from me, and there's items from Phil Goldstein, David Neighbors, Tom Craven, just to name a few.
Because Minotaur used to have a lot of contributing editors.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Minotaur was also known to be a magazine that contained at least half non-card magic in every issue.
Right.
And that's true also of the DVD. And I want to make it known, at least to subscribers, since over those years, a lot of our addresses were wrong, and I can't contact everybody that was subscribers, that anybody that was due Volume 8, Number 4, that is, they were a subscriber over the last year but didn't get their last issue, they will get the Minotaur DVD, the final issue, for free. All they have to do is contact me at the Minotaur, no space, the Minotaur at...
The Minotaur.
Yeah, the Minotaur at Mac.com. Excuse me, not Mac, me. I'm going back too far. It's now me.com. The Minotaur at me.com. Just send me your new address. If you are a subscriber, I will verify that you are indeed a subscriber, because some people have forgotten whether they were subscribers over this time.
They might have bought a couple of issues and thought they were subscribers.
Thought they were, exactly. It's an honest mistake.
Sure.
And so they can send their current mailing information to me, and I will get one out to them. I also have a special deal for subscribers, because the commercial version of the last issue also contains a bonus DVD of tricks that Dan performs and explains from past issues of the Minotaur, along with Dan's own collector's routine that hasn't been in print anywhere. And for subscribers, that is $25 through the mail, and you'll get the last issue and the bonus one. It retails for $60. And if anybody wants to get the two DVDs set and wasn't a subscriber, if they order it through me, again, just email me, it's $55.
The Minotaur has so many good original effects in it. Some of you guys out there might remember the Apocalypse or Trapdoor or some of the magazine or magazines or more newsletter format, I guess, type of thing.
Right.
And Minotaur was of that ilk back in the that time.
Right.
With a lot of good material. You know, Magic magazine, or Magic from Bascom-Jones was another one from way back when. Anyhow, so as we wrap up, Marv, any last quick words?
Yes, please email me. And if you know of anybody that might have been a subscriber,
tell them,
pass on the information, have them email me, and I'll send out their issue of the Minotaur, the DVD,
the Lost
Minotaur,
Episode,
the final issue.
Thank you guys very much. And this is Scotty out.